من كلية الطب إلى العمل في الشرطة، هكذا بدأ مشوار الشرطي السابق داني ميقاتي. داني يبلغ من العمر 40 عاماً، من أبناء الجالية اللبنانية، تربى وترعرع في مدينة سيدني، وفي بعض أحيائها عرفه أبناء الجالية وخاصة في منطقة بانكستاون. يقول داني عن تجربته مع الشرطة لمدة 17 عاماً أنها قد فتحت عينيه على عالم آخر من الأحداث والتفاصيل التي لم يتعرض لها مسبقاً.
I think the biggest thing for me was to see reality. يعني شوف عم يصير متخبى. I was exposed to a different side of life. And I think what mostly hit me was what was happening to my community. يعني the Arabic community, to an extent the Islamic community, and how marginalized and how victimized some of our people were.
وعلى مدار الأعوام الماضية واجه داني مختلف أنواع المشاكل في المجتمع، من العنف الأسري إلى الجرائم، ومنذ أحداث 11 من سبتمبر بالتأكيد ظهر ملف الإرهاب. ويقول داني أنه تعرض للعديد من التهديدات على الصعيد الشخصي كونه شرطي مسلم.
Of course, being a police officer and being a practicing Muslim does not sit well with certain ideologies on the extreme side. So automatically, you know, I was seen as, as a kafir or tehut and all those other words from some people with interesting backgrounds. So I had a few threats in my time, just purely because of what I did for a living. However, what was very frustrating is that, as you said, the terrorism sort of narrative didn't really take off until after September 11th, and we had. So much more bigger issues to worry about. And yeah, the domestic violence, drug use, parenting issues, so much more impacting on our community and our society in Australia as a whole, let alone our own Arab community. Yet nobody seemed interested. And when you look at the terrorism figures, it's so small, so tiny in comparison to statistics on other crimes and other things that are impacting our lives. It just got so much more attention.
ومن بين المهام التي أوكلت لداني خلال فترة سنوات عمله مع الشرطة هي ملف العنف الأسري، حيث لا يزال داني يقدم محاضرات في الجامعات حول هذه القضية. ويقول داني إن سبب اختياره للتخصص في ملف العنف الأسري هو فداحة هذه المشكلة وانتشارها في أستراليا بين مختلف الجاليات. ولكن بالنسبة لولاية نيو ساوث ويلز، فإن وقوع 40 جريمة سنوياً بسبب العنف الأسري يعد رقماً كبيراً.
أنا I ended up specialized, so I can تخصص بعنف المنزلي. And I was a trainer and educator in that field, and even till now I still do university lectures on domestic violence. And the reason I took domestic violence on was I saw how impacting it is on our community. And not just, again, this is a widespread issue, not unique. And I don't believe we are overrepresented either in the Arabic community. I think depending on where you are, what location will determine your statistics. So if we're in the North Shore, you're going to get your Caucasian domestic violence numbers. Where if you're in other parts of Sydney, you'll get your migrant communities. It's where the population is. But the figures for New South Wales, particularly where you're almost guaranteed 40 murders a month, or 40 murders, sorry, a year in domestic violence, is a very significant figure. And it's something we should be looking at. When it's one in three people in the Australian community affected by domestic violence, whether witnessing, perpetrating, or being the victim.
وأشار داني إلى وجود شرطي واحد على الأقل متخصص في قضايا العنف الأسري في كل مركز شرطة في البلاد، الأمر الذي لا نراه في باقي أنواع الجرائم، وذلك للدلالة على أهمية هذه المشكلة. ومن بين القصص التي شهدها داني كانت قصة السيدة التي بدا عليها آثار ربط بالحبال على ذراعها. وعندما سألها داني عن القصة أخبرته أن زوجها قد ربطها إلى منشر الغسيل في ساحة المنزل تحت المطر وفي أجواء البرد، وذلك كي تعلم أنها بسببه هو تعيش في منزل وتنعم بالدفء. كان بصحبة السيدة طفل لا يتجاوز العامين، وكانت تظهر عليه آثار حروق، فأخبرته أنه تسبب لابنه بحروق كي يعلم الطفل أنه بسبب والده هو يرتدي هذا الحذاء.
And it just showed me, oh my God, like the extent that people will go to and how some men can treat their women, and to the extent of how the child is affected. And I've seen this family probably 10 or 15 times over my career, and that child has always been in juvenile detention and had issues with the law his whole life, with abusing women and all kinds of things. And you can see the cycle and how bad it is.
من هذه القصة المؤلمة ومن هذا الواقع انتقل داني ميقاتي للعمل في مجال بعيد كل البعد عن الشرطة، ولكنه بنفس الوقت فيه خدمة للشباب ومحاولة لإعطائهم فرصة للتدريب والحصول على فرصة عمل. وبدأ داني العمل كمدير تنفيذي لمؤسسة Bright Employment.
Reach out to marginalized youth that are unemployed and are struggling to find employment, refugees, asylum seekers, and basically anyone who has barriers to the employment pathways or even the education pathways. And we put them in training in the hospitality industry. And what we then do is do our absolute best to get them a job at the end of it. But the success to me is when they come out resilient with purpose and confidence again and able to do more learning and apply for more jobs.
أما عن شعور داني تجاه القرار الذي اتخذه بشأن ترك الشرطة بعد 17 عاماً، فيقول أنه لم يكن بالسهل، وأن المهم بالنسبة له هو مساعدة الجالية والمجتمع بأي صورة كانت.
It was a very big decision, it was a big jump, but to be honest, I think for my own peace of mind and to dedicate the time to my growing family, it was a decision that had to be made. And I've been waiting for the right opportunity. Because I have to believe in what I do. So when I found an opportunity that I believe in and I can continue to achieve some impact, some positive impact on our community, I jump. And I have no regrets in that field at all.
وفي الختام نصائح يقدمها داني للشباب. اعمل ما تحب، استغل كل فرصة تأتيك في العمل كي تطور مهاراتك، وأخيرا لا تدر ظهرك لجاليتك.
You know what? There's وجع راس in everything.
So of course.
I think at the end of the day, I ask the person to remember it's not what you do, but why you do it. You know, for me, when that changed for me, that's when I left. You know, so it's never been about what I do. Joining the police force, you can do a lot of good, but just like any job, if you're not going to put in the effort and deal with it, you're not going to be very good. There's definitely it's a different level. I believe the job picks you. Rather than you picking the job, I think if you're that type of person, the job will be attractive to you. Make the most out of the first part of the course where you do kind of work experience, because that really shows you what policing is like. And always remember, don't turn your back on your community.
هذا التقرير من إعداد ديالة العزة.